Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency ahead of a gun rights rally planned for Monday in Richmond. Law enforcement is on alert ahead of that rally. They're concerned that white supremacist groups will be there and that it could take a violent turn. In response, the governor has also temporarily banned weapons from the state capitol grounds. Joining us now is Lisa Hagen. She is a reporting fellow with the public radio collaboration Guns in America. She is based at WABE in Atlanta, and she will be at that rally on Monday. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This week, the FBI arrested three men who were suspected of being members of a neo-Nazi hate group. They were planning to go to this rally in Richmond. So what else do we know about who's going to be there? I mean, is this a guns rally or a white supremacy rally?
It is definitely a gun rights rally. And I think it's really important to say that the vast majority of the people planning to attend this are likely to be law-abiding gun owners who are upset about proposed gun regulations in the Virginia General Assembly. Democrats won majorities in the state House and Senate there this past November, and the possibility of stricter new gun regulation there became much, much more likely than in the past 26 years.
What kind of gun laws are they considering at the legislature?
A few measures just passed the state Senate there this week. They include bills that would require background checks on all firearms purchases. Another one would let municipalities ban weapons from certain events and government buildings. And another one that folks are upset about is capping handgun purchases at one per month.
Hmm. Okay, so this is mostly about guns, but it does seem like there could be people there who are supporters of racist views. How's that playing out?
Well, what's been making a lot of headlines regarding this rally is the prospect of militia groups. The people organizing this rally are the Virginia Citizens Defense League. It's a local gun rights advocacy group there. And this is just their annual lobby day in Richmond. Advocacy groups of all kinds hold these kinds of events in state capitals across the country every year, where they invite constituents to come meet lawmakers and lobby for their cause. But the Virginia Citizens Defense League president explicitly welcomed militia groups to this rally because they are very frequently supporters of gun rights, and he wanted them to provide what he called security for the event. And that's raised a lot of concerns, and that ultimately led to the governor declaring this state of emergency that banned guns on the Capitol grounds.
Are people drawing comparisons to what happened in Charlottesville in 2017 when a counter-protester was killed at that Unite the Right rally? Many others were injured. I mean, is that on people's mind?
Yeah. Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, said that his office had received credible intelligence from law enforcement agencies of threats of violence. And he said, quote, "This includes extremist rhetoric similar to what has been seen before in major incidents such as Charlottesville."
All right. That's Lisa Hagen, a reporting fellow with the public radio collaboration Guns in America. She's based at WABE in Atlanta, traveling to Richmond for this rally on Monday. We're going to keep an eye on it. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you.